This is 89.1 WEMU and I'm David Fair. 2018 is a big election year at all levels of government. The list of candidates for various offices in some cases have been determined. In others, we still await finalized lists. I'm joined now by someone who has made a decision as to whether to run for the top office in one of Washtenaw County's cities. Amanda Edmonds is the current mayor of Ypsilanti. And Mayor Edmonds, what conclusion have you come to?
David, I have decided that I am not going to run again. And it's definitely with a mixed heart and spirit that I say that, because it has been such an honor and an amazing learning experience. But I'm ready to pass the torch to someone else to move the city forward in its next 4 years after November 2018.
So a one-term mayor, how did you come to the conclusion? What was your kind of personal process in reaching this decision, Mayor Edmonds?
Well, a lot goes into it, of course, related to my own personal life, professional life. And because in part I retired from Growing Hope, passed that torch in December, it's time for me, both personally and professionally, to work at some broader systems level, both in the food system, my deep professional sphere, but also looking at the state, national, and even international level with what's going on with our democracies. What about sustainable communities? And to step back and figure out, how do we need to work with those? It's hard to do that when you're in the moment, when you're in that place. And so I'm looking forward in my next couple of years to stepping back and exploring some of those questions about where we need to head as both a community and a world in these spheres of good democracies, of sustainability, of food systems, and other spheres as well.
Are you getting a sense that perhaps you can have greater impacts and make greater change from outside the system than from working within?
I think there is real potential, especially right now, for change from within at the local level in particular. So it's not that that's not a great place to make change. I'm just moving into a period myself where I want to think about some bigger pictures.
In some of our prior conversations, Mayor Edmonds, you had expressed concern about the tone and tenor of the social discourse that takes place not only at the federal level and state level, but right down to the local level. Did that play into your decision to decide to step away after one term?
Well, that definitely has influenced me, and I think we have some really deep questions to answer in our democracies at every level, as you said, including the local level. But what kind of discourse in these times of change, in these times of transition in our communities and society in so many ways? Of course, there's angst and anger, and of course, as there should be, differing ideas. It's a question of how we go about facilitating and allowing, both as elected officials and as communities, what kind of discourse, what kind of level of civility do we require in that discourse to be able to move forward effectively? And that's, I think, a meta question in our democracy right now at every single level. And that definitely has impacted me at the local level as well, because there are, in these times of social media, in these times, again, of anger and angst, you know, we are not quite clear as a community and as a society how we should interact with each other to be most productive as we debate those very real and very important issues where we're going to have a lot of really different opinions. And we need to get to that next step. We need to get to a common good. But it's all about the process by which we do that and how we even as citizens hold one another and hold our broader community accountable to doing that in a way that doesn't eat people up, that doesn't keep people out, particularly people who are thinking of running in positions, et cetera, from underrepresented populations. That is a huge barrier that I have really seen and experienced to people stepping up, or if people are stepping up, to people staying in public service. There is a different standard to which you're held when you're a public servant, and that is really, really important. But we have a lot of barriers still to people getting into that space or staying in that space, and I think much of it revolves around that public discourse and even the discourse within the political system, which it's been interesting and disappointing to see just how it is still driven by old boy networks and back-end politicking and some of those things that it is hard to battle against and rise above at moments. So I think, not for me, but for others, those are broader questions we really have to unpack as a community and as a country.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we are talking with Ypsilanti Mayor Amanda Edmonds, who moments ago on WEMU shared with us that she will not be seeking a second term in office and instead will step away and back into the private sector. As you look forward to the time that you have left until November of 2018, what are your goals and aspirations for accomplishments on behalf of the city of Ypsilanti?
Yeah, definitely. We have so many things that are going well and so many difficult conversations we're in the midst of. And I look forward to working with community, with other elected officials to continue those. One of those is that's been very exciting is solar IPSI and how we further solar and sustainability more broadly with our newfound sustainability commission, less than a year old. Looking forward to seeing how we could advance some of that, how we could institutionalize the opportunity for all of our citizens to have access to solar and recycling and sustainability. Also, I'm really looking forward to continuing to figure out how we let everyone in our community engage civically. There is much more opportunity for voter registration, making people aware of elections, making people know just what community they live in and how do they contact someone if they have a problem. So I'm looking forward to bringing some things forward, thinking about particularly our rental community and our more transient community, how do people just know how to engage with us? A democracy is strong when people are engaged, and people who haven't had that opportunity to be engaged have.
It is certainly easier for a governmental unit to engage its community when there is adequate resources. Certainly, the city of Ypsilanti has been strapped financially, and Water Street has been a major part of that. There has been some progress, and at the same time, we've seen some things fall through that could benefit the city and create the kind of financial environment that would allow for some of the aspirations of city government. So where are we going to be when you step away in November on those fronts?
Well, it's Water Street in particular, it's hard to say because we are really beholden to market forces, and big projects like that take a long time to come together. So I can't quite predict what more may come forward and where it will get to by then. But we will, by November, have a community-based community benefits ordinance in place. It's something many community members and council have been working really hard on that helps to set the standards by which people do big investments in new development in the community in a way that reflects what they will impact and how they will impact, making sure that they will positively and not negatively impact community in multiple different fronts. So that's something that we're actively working on, putting forth, should be done within a few months this year. Can't tell you where exactly the market forces beyond that will lie in terms of, say, Water Street. But not having resources, while it hinders us in many ways, has not kept us from just marching forward. We are so lucky. We've had great new investment, particularly in our commercial districts, and some of those long empty buildings, like Smith Furniture Building on South Washington, finally turning over, going to be occupied by this summer. That's really making a difference in terms of people and activity and vibrancy and attracting other local and non-local folks to invest in our community.
Once again, we're talking with Amanda Edmonds, who has made the exclusive announcement on 89.1 WEMU a few minutes ago that she will not be seeking re-election in 2018. And as you look forward and beyond and into the next chapter of your life, do you plan to stay a part of the Ypsilanti community? Are you going to stay right here at home?
As of now, I plan to stay as part of the Ypsilanti community. I am excited to look again beyond Ypsi and think about some other ways, solutions and systems that all across the country and even across the world can be brought to Ypsi as ideas, particularly around sustainability. So I'm still dedicated at this time to the Ypsilanti community, even though my work, my teaching, consulting may be taking me beyond. Ypsi is still my home, my core, and where I plan to remain for this time.
Well, as we look forward to this 2018 election cycle, to my knowledge, there is only one announced candidate for mayor as of right now with your decision not to run again, and that is Second Ward City Councilwoman Beth Beshert. Are you going to endorse her candidacy, or are you going to wait and see how this plays out a little while longer?
I, in my announcement to not run, I'm looking forward to seeing what the overall slate of candidates will look like, and I will at future point decide if I will endorse another candidate.
Thank you very much for the time. We've always appreciated your accessibility and willingness to reach out to the residents who listen here on 89.1 WEMU. We'll look forward to the year you have left and look forward to a relationship beyond.
Thank you so much, David.
That is Ypsilanti Mayor Amanda Edmonds, who has just announced she will not be seeking a second term in office. Ypsilanti will have a new mayor at the end of the 2018 election cycle. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.